Meme Wars. John dropped the ball there.
That's my screen. Yeah, I clicked something and then I couldn't even find StreamYard. I did the same thing.
That's hilarious. I literally did the same thing. I moved it to like my second monitor somehow, and I'm like, ah, shit, couldn't find it. Well, anyway, welcome to Meme Wars, everybody. We're back after a couple weeks of downtime from travel, and then last week we had an issue. I don't know what the hell Megaphone was doing. All messed up on the back end, but seems like they fixed it, so.
Yeah, I don't know. It works now. Had to clear the cookies and
yeah, it's always the worst. When they're like, clear your cache, clear your cookies, it's like, man, now you got to go like re-input everything you have, every password, every bookmark.
You don't have to clear that stuff, man. That's not the cookies. I mean,
I don't know. You can still save your cache.
Your cache. Is it cache? Is that how you say it?
Cache? I've always said cache. But I had to do that anyway for a different program made me do it, so I wasn't gonna do it again, but whatever, we're back, it's all good. My internet's cutting out, which is lovely. Yeah, man, what are we talking about today? What's on the agenda?
Let's see, what did I title the episode? Is the American Dream dead? So I have a video to share of a pretty awesome rant of, I would guess, like a 20-year-old kid ranting about how, you know, essentially that, you know, inflation has killed any chance of kids today to buy a house, live on their own. And it's not one of those like annoying rants that you've heard, you know, some other ones out there that mostly women have done about the, you know, about having to work too much. Nothing against women. Just not the best at ranting, I guess. But this guy really makes some good points. Brings up the Fed, brings up sending money to Ukraine. So I'll play that in a little bit, but I want to talk about that, and I don't know. We can talk about whatever. What's the big news right now? I haven't even been paying attention. Is there any like breaking stories today?
I mean, like Caitlin Clark balling out. That's one. As I talked about in the Good Morning Fuckhead rant, Joe Biden is basically adding new protections for the deep state. Like, you know, because they presidents can fire. You have the authority to fire federal employees. But there's now a new, quote unquote, exempted status that he's putting in place to make it more difficult to get rid of these people. So it just goes to show you like where the bread's buttered for all this and exactly. Protecting the deep state. And I always think about, too, like just how the incentives for every single employee in Washington to vote Democrat, to be have their allegiance to Democrats is obvious because they're all for growing the state. They're all for protecting those people that work in there. They're all for expanding the power of government, the amount of money the government has, the amount of industries government's regulating and working within. So why wouldn't every single person in D.C. be a Democrat? It's obvious. This is also why I completely oppose Washington, D.C. ever achieving statehood and having any sort of power when it comes to, you know, Congress and representation in that way.
I don't disagree with any of that. I would just add that, I mean, Republicans haven't done anything to shrink the size and scope of the bureaucracy either. So,
but you don't. But I'm just saying, like, you know, you can see some of these voter rolls. You know which way they vote, and it ain't Republican.
Yeah,
you know. But even though it's a charade, why my fucking internet? I'm gonna have to plug my Wi-Fi in and switch to that. But it's like even though the Republicans give the mouth service, as you pointed out, it's not winning. Yeah, you know, they never do anything anyway.
Yeah, and they're so just disconnected. You know, that D.C. area and then Northern Virginia, where all of the people who have who've taken all of our tax dollars and built huge mansions where they all live, they're just so disconnected from the rest of the country. Much like California is in many ways, but. You know, the things that Americans care about, the things that I'm going to, you know, that this kid's going to talk about in the rant, which really, I think, highlights, I think the younger generation, they're starting to understand, like, they've been sold a bill of bullshit.
Yeah.
And yeah. I don't think it's going to be as easy for the Democrats to rile them up over, you know, emotional policy like gun control and abortion and things like that. I just don't think they're going to buy it anymore. But
yeah, I agree, man. It's like, yeah, that sub-college level, the kids that are kind of like middle school getting to high school. They're not buying it. I mean, there's been polls showing too, just, you know, they're independent, especially among the young, complete distrust of mainstream media, complete distrust of politicians, which is good. It's, I mean, you can only go so far. And also, I think they realize that the Democrats especially are this, you know, all encompassing cultural force. And it bleeds into all the entertainment, all the media, all this other stuff. And they're just sick of being lied to. I mean, I talk about my buddy's daughter who hated Kamala Harris. You know, his parents, are, you know, her parents are just diehard DNC. And they were doing some stupid ass Kamala cheer after the last election. And she's like, I hate Kamala. All my friends hate Kamala. She's a, you know, a piece of garbage. She, you know, is a tool of the political and police state. You know, she was cracking down on the moms. And like, I was like, wow, it's like amazing you know this stuff. But it's because they don't read mainstream media. They get everything from alternative sources online, TikTok, and like, you know, and the sub narratives can't be controlled like they used to be by mainstream media because these kids aren't even looking at it.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why they want to not get rid of TikTok. They want to force a sale of TikTok to be owned by you know, more friendly ownership who will share the data with the government and who will you know, be open to censorship, much like Meta with Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, pressure.
Yeah.
It's a much easier pressure point when you're owned inside the United States and you're operating in the United States, because now they can, you know, drop the regulatory hammer on you. Mm-hmm. Like they threatened to do with Elon. Remember they threatened Elon when he took over Twitter? Not subtly, that they're going to investigate and all this crap. Now, none of that happened because I guess he just said, fuck off, come get me. But I like it.
Yeah, Twitter is really the last one. Well, assuming that TikTok does get, you know, I don't even know where that stands right now, but assuming TikTok does eventually get forced to be sold to some other ownership, then Twitter will be the last, or X will be the last one standing. And,
well, and Truth Social, don't forget, which somehow is valued at God knows how many billions of dollars. I don't know a single person who's on Truth Social.
I don't even know. Yeah. I've never even thought about trying to access Truth Social. All of Trump's things he posts on Truth Social, somebody copies and pastes over on the Twitter, so you see him anyway.
Yeah. All right, go on a 30-second monologue rant so I can switch off my Wi-Fi and get onto my wireless.
All right, I'm going to play this this video now, actually, of this kid ranting as Brian freezes there. One annoying part about this video is this is like a repost with commentary. So the old guy at the bottom is giving, you know, he's kind of like saying, like, good point, good point. While this kid's talking, which is kind of annoying. I wish I could find the actual video of just this kid talking. So just ignore the old guy at the bottom, who is supportive, but just totally not necessary. Let me blow this up a little bit. There we go.
Somebody explained to me in crayon eating terms why I make over 3 times the federal minimum wage and I cannot afford to live.
Explain it.
And I do not want to hear the pull yourself up from your bootstraps, work 90 hours a week. That's not the goal, guys.
No, it's not the goal. It should not be
our standard.
Agreed. Should not be our standard.
I'm so fucking tired of people being complacent with this uniparty, both of them fucking us over. When my parents were my age, they both made less than half of what I make, and they lived all. I cannot afford to live anywhere alone. A one-bedroom apartment. $1,800, two-bedroom apartment.
This generation is locked out of living on their own.
Who the fuck can afford that? It is embarrassing to come out and say that it is a struggle to survive right now. But
I'm sorry, dude.
So
I feel for you.
People are struggling, and do not get me started on what my grandparents were doing. They $3,000 house, and yes, I understand inflation and all of the bullshit that they have been pulling with the Fed. Why are we allowing it?
Why are we allowing it?
And then I clock out of my shift. I am
big one coming up here.
I have to go home. And I check the news. Another 60 fucking billion to a country nobody can figure out on a map. What are we doing? Why?
That's pretty much pretty much it. But he makes good points. The old guy is super annoying. I wish he wasn't there.
So annoying. Oh, my God. Added nothing. Added absolutely nothing to that. Totally took away from it.
I do hate that about, like reels, and people do it on Twitter now, where it's fine, repost someone else's content, but you don't have to put your face there, like, saying, yeah, like, why it's a good point. Like, people understand a good point. We don't need you there. But anyway, the kid, you know, I could do without the yelling and screaming. He could have been a little more calm making his points. But, you know, pointing out, sending all this money to Ukraine, I think the younger generation is picking up on this. Like, why are we sending billions and billions of dollars to a country that nobody knows anything about? Our politicians don't even know, like, how many Ukrainians have been killed.
Right.
They have no idea. That information is not even out there. And they don't even ask about it. They just keep sending money over as an entire generation of Ukrainians is wiped out.
Well, considering that Zelensky keeps lowering the age for military recruitment, I can tell you the number of Ukrainians dying is a lot. Because you don't need to enlist 16 and 17 year olds if your army is not getting the shit kicked out of it. So there's that. But yeah, man, mm-hmm. In looking at these guys, like, he's talking about the minimum wage. He makes three times the minimum wage. The problem I always come back to is, like, whether or not these people understand that if you increase the minimum wage, and this kid probably gets it, but the broader, you know, public, like the fast food workers, they just passed this law in California where fast food workers get $20 an hour now, and they're already seeing layoffs and business closures. So do they understand that you can't just raise the minimum wage to cover your cost of living, because that's just going to make everything else more expensive? And there's a reason your apartment costs $1,800, and it's tied into the minimum wage, everything costing more, everybody has more money, so the cost of that goes up. And I don't know if they make that connection yet or not.
Mm-hmm.
And unless, you know, the Democrats obviously are going to push the narrative that it doesn't matter. You're going to see mainstream media corporate hacks like Paul Krugman push the narrative that, oh, we just keep raising the minimum wage, and asshole politicians like Gavin Newsom. So the question is whether or not there's videos debunking that concept on TikTok that these kids are actually seeing, and whether or not they'll go down that rabbit hole. I agree. Well, yeah. I have TikTok, you know. we should start making shit on TikTok. Why not?
Well, the thing about the minimum wage is, like, it's the minimum wage. You're not supposed to be able to support yourself on it.
Yeah.
If everyone could support themselves on the minimum wage, we would have an upside down. I mean, I don't understand economically how that would even work. If you could have a guy that's flipping burgers, that's able to, you know, buy, you know, a 4-bedroom house, it doesn't even make any sense. Like,
well, you'd have a massive housing shortage. I can tell you that much, because if everybody can afford to buy a house on minimum wage, then you're not going to have enough houses or land in the country. But yeah, man, I don't know. I think that things are hitting a tipping point for sure. And I think that no matter how hard these people fight, it's going to be a fight that they lose. My worry is now, knowing that this is coming, right? Are they just going to take the money and run, type of thing? Like, the people in power now, the elites in power now, seeing that this is writing on the wall, are they just going to try to rape as much as they can out of our economy, out of our country, before it all comes, you know, crashing down, and before they get their asses kicked out? And that's what I think is the most likely thing to happen, to be honest.
I think that's already happening. Like, I think that's what a lot of this sending money to Ukraine is. I think it's money laundering, and it's going back in the pockets of politicians and Hunter Biden type people. I think that, yeah, that's what's happening. That's what, I mean, the COVID handouts, the PPC loans, is that what they were called? That was a huge money laundering scheme.
More millionaires.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you got Biden and Harris and Bernie saying, like, and Elizabeth Warren. Oh, we need this millionaires tax. It's like, you shitheads created 30% more millionaires in our country during COVID, mm-hmm. and, like, that's fact. During COVID, why? Oh, because you're allocating money, because you're creating this new bullshit industry which popped up. Like, there were so many millionaires minted selling COVID nonsense. And those, you know, testing facilities, like, there are so many people that is minted millionaires opening up essentially, you know, pseudoscience. And yet they're going to cry to us about how we have to tax these people more. And that's really the fault of our society and not their fault. No, the blame doesn't rest with them. It's just insulting.
Yeah. The other thing is, like, you know, Bernie Sanders and taxing the billionaires. Billionaires don't like head. Like he had some meme that he put out. This was weeks ago. I can't remember it really, but it's not just Bernie, but socialists, these type of people do say stuff all the time where, they can afford to pay, another $500 million. It's not going to hurt this billionaire. It's like, where do you think this $500 million is coming from? Do you think Elon Musk has a bank account, like a savings account, checking account, where he says $500 million sitting there? No, you stupid freaking moron. It's tied up in all of his businesses. It's tied up in his stock. I mean, so what happens? Oh, he has to sell his stock. He has to take money out of a business. Do you think that impacts that business? Right. Do you think maybe that there might be a negative impact on the business? You think possibly people that, maybe have IRAs and pension funds and maybe invest in that business might not want to see it go down, hurt their retirement? Like, people just don't think this shit through.
Yeah, exactly. Well, also, there's zero chance that these billionaires, if they're going to sick them with a $500 million tax or whatever that might be, they're just going to leave. They're not going to stick around here. They're not going to keep their funds here. They're going to find ways to get that money out, and then you're not going to have anything to tax in the first place, and you're going to destroy our economy because they're going to pull their businesses out of here. Because that's the next step. If you can't tax the billionaires, now you're going to find a way to go after their companies. Just like, Seattle had that stupid idea, which I think got slapped down because companies are going to leave. But it was like Washington State or maybe it was Washington State tried to make a tax on companies like Amazon that had over X number of employees. They were going to tax them an extra amount as, whatever, you're a big company tax. And predictably, they're like, we're just going to leave. And and the 3,000 jobs that we provide here are going to go away. Like, you're punishing the people that create your industry, that are creating jobs and creating wealth for your communities. And for what? A pie in the sky dream? And even if you did tax billionaires, what are you going to get out of it? How much money? Enough to cover a Ukrainian check? Like, what's the max amount you're going to raise? $10 billion from taxing billionaires? It's just, it's absurdly stupid.
Yeah, it's crazy. You got a meme to share? I might have to drop off I'm going to have to run and just make sure that my wife's here. My daughter's getting off the bus in a minute here, but.
All right. I've got a meme to share. I always have memes to share. Although, of course, I don't have it prepared at the moment because I closed my screen. All right. So this is, it goes back. I saved this one because it is funny and we didn't get a chance to talk about it at the time. But of course, going back to the bridge collapsing in Baltimore after being hit by a boat, many conspiracy theories there. Everybody loves it. The bridge having evidence on Hillary Clinton and, of course, being taken out the next day. it's just a perfect thing. And I love that so many people jump to the conclusion immediately and in this meme. Glorious. And in the meantime, Hillary Clinton's still out there in the public eye yammering on about the end of democracy and how, Trump's the devil. So,
well, the funny thing is going to be if Trump somehow wins, which I think is very possible, there's going to be widespread mainstream Democrats who just will not accept the election results and will say,
of course,
it's going to be just totally flipped.
Yeah. All right. There's my first foray.
I'll share this one, and then you might have to take over for a couple minutes here. But we got old Chucky Schumer. This is a Babylon Bee article, and it says, Democrats warn parents to quickly transition their kids before they grow out of it. Of course, this is on the heels of that study coming out, I think out of the UK, like a 15-year study.
I think it was either Norway or Sweden where the study was actually. Yeah.
Maybe it was Sweden. Okay. Probably Sweden. That makes more sense. That kids, guess what? Most of them grow out of being trans.
Yep.
So I saw it on Twitter on a friend of the show, Adam Nutter, posted about it. And I said, well, being trans is like the new goth, except, now if you're trans, except you lose your penis. So you can't really get that back. But
yeah, but it's the social contagion. Well, my next meme actually ties in exactly with
I'll
that.
I'll be right back.
All right. It is a hilarious Instagram of a He-Man. Of course, everybody knows He-Man, at least of my age group, right? He-Man and She-Ra. Well, there's a new toy coming out called He-Them, the of Universe. Because, of course, language means nothing and it's He-Man in a nice blonde wig and a bikini under his classic He-Man man coverings. But and then some of the comments, by the power of Gay Skull. So that is fantastic. Good stuff there. And then my last meme I will share here, fresh off the J.K. Rowling's, which, of course, I did my episode talking about J.K. Rowling on Mean Age Daydream this week. But the great Lou Perez, another funny friend of the show here, had posted his response to an asinine professor. Now, I'll read the professor's tweet by this guy named Greg Garrett. Today in my Harry Potter class at Baylor, we had a hard and necessary conversation about J.K. Rowling and her hatred of trans people. Now, by the way, J.K. Rowling has zero hatred towards trans people, has never expressed hatred towards trans people, and simply is arguing that biological females are different than males and that males should not be infringing on all female spaces, like, for example, locker rooms, etc. So that's considered hate of all trans people. This is a tactic that the left uses over and over again. So continuing on, we decided novelist Rowling, who wrote with compassion about diversity, equity, and inclusion, is worth our attention. Twitter Rowling, shame on her. Now, you just have to be a different level of idiot to talk about how somehow J.K. Rowling writes about diversity, you know, diversity, inclusion, whatever. The Harry Potter novels obviously are very inclusive, and then say that somehow she's a different person on Twitter. Right? Because it's obviously Elon Musk's fault for radicalizing J.K. Rowling on Twitter, for creating a brand new demon who should be condemned for her views on what is basic science and rights for women. But Lou Perez has a funny statement on this, which is, do not cancel student loan debt. Which is, if there's any greater argument than the idiocy that rolls out of these liberal colleges in regards to virtually any topic under the sun, trans issues, climate issues, freedom of speech, hate speech, the electoral college, they're all basically creating functional retards. And yes, we do not need to cancel student loan debt, anything to keep these people from going to college further.
What did I miss?
Oh, we're just talking about J.K. Rowling and how people are still calling her a hate monger, despite the fact that she has never said anything derogatory about trans people in her life.
Yeah, she's actually been like pretty sympathetic to trans people. Like the whole 100%. Thing doesn't even make sense to me that everyone hates her on the left. But yeah, that's the world we live in. She's a Nazi, apparently.
Yep.
All right. I got one more to share here. All right. So this is a real headline, I'm pretty sure. Although it's from 2023, I'm just noticing this now, but that doesn't really matter. This is New York Post headline. Trans woman left sobbing in JFK airport after TSA agent hit her testicles. So, yeah.
I wonder if that's a compliment. I mean, was it an accident where the guy was, you know, like, going up quicker, the woman was going up quick than the leg, thinking, okay, I'll just feel it the inside. And this guy was passing enough as a woman that they thought he was a woman and then smacked him in the testicles because they didn't slow down like you would do for a man with balls when you're feeling the inside of the thigh.
Well, yeah, I think that brings up a really interesting question. So when a, you know, trans woman, you know, so a man who became a woman is going through a TSA checkpoint, normally they try to assign the same sex to do the pat down, right?
Right.
So how does that work? Like, do they just assume like, oh, this looks like a woman, let's assign a woman? Or like,
I think
this,
so,
this
yeah.
guy's obviously not, you know, is so we, should we ask them what they want? Like, or does that offend them? Will that like cause
I'm sure
a whole
that'd
like
be
thing?
Offensive. Yeah. I'm sure it'd be offensive. I think you just have to assign them the gender they're pretending to be or have transitioned to be. But yeah, this is, like I said, compliment. This person should take it as a compliment that they were able
to
hide their testicles. 100%
agree.
Nobody knew.
They passed, I guess. And then just doing the pat down and, oh, we got something here.
That should be like the merit badge. Like they should have sashes like the Brownies or the Girl Scouts, and it'll have one that's a TSA agent with his hand up your crotch. It's like, I passed.
It should be an elaborate badge there.
Yeah. That's, I don't have any more memes, so.
No, neither do I. That's all I have. It was a good thing I went down to check because my wife was not home yet, so my daughter would have been left crying with nobody there to get her from the school bus. So.
Oh, terrible. Well, it's good. Thank God. Good sacrifice. All right. Well, good memeing. Good meme.
Yeah, good have show. Nice good discussion. Hey, if you guys like this, you like this show, then you'll probably like the shows that Brian and I do individually, which mine airs on Mondays, Brian on Wednesdays. But we've both been live streaming, and we've been getting a lot of people watching. Not sure where. We think Twitter. But, you know, we stream it to Twitter, to Rumble, to YouTube. So wherever you watch, you just make sure you subscribe to that, you know, video platform. Or if you like the podcast, subscribe there too. Because we need the subscribers, because that's how we, you know, monetize. That's how we grow the show and all that good stuff. Any parting words, Brian?
Boogie on down to Chinatown.
Well, I just lost the, there we go. My screen went dark for a minute. You got to love the technical difficulties. Oh, God. All right. See you next week.
You're calling me a boomer? Fucking get out of here. All right. Happy memeing. Have a good weekend.